This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't worry, man. There's going to be a lot of time to this afternoon to watch, and then tomorrow and Saturday, and no matter where you are, Bo, I think the Masters is one of the greatest TV events we have.
It is. And look, I started watching Monday. You know, I go to the Golf Channel, and they're live from the Masters, and it's all day coverage. And not only
you know all those holes, number one.
Oh yeah,
and you know where they need to hit it. You know where they're in trouble.
But they change that course almost always. It's always something different. Because I was watching yesterday.
Got rid of some trees.
I was watching yesterday there, and they were talking about the 11th hole. You know, it's that little one where it used to be a little short, but you got to go down, and then you make it like a, you know, it's a dog leg left, and you got that little green and the pond on the left, right? And all these guys are terrified of it because of the angles and the this and the that, and you know, if you hit to the ball anywhere to the left of the green, it's going in the pond, and so they showed like what it was. They showed what it was like back in, like, I don't know, the, you know, maybe, I don't know, 1995 or whatever. And then they move these trees here and there. And now it's just, like, treacherous.
Yeah.
And these guys, they go, oh, I'm shaking my boots. And so one guy goes, you know, I hate 11 because it's the hardest hole in the course. And they've changed it, and they put the slopes down on the green and just made it tougher for these guys. He said, not only that, but you get off of 10, you got a long walk, and you got to walk up the hill. And if you got honors – he says, I'm standing on the tee box and just trying to catch my breath.
Right.
And you got this daunting drive. So there's so many nuances and stuff like that.
But I got
to
tell you,
that
man,
golf course,
I love the par fives there because if you hit it right, you can get on.
Yeah.
You got eagles. I love seeing a guy have a shot at.
Yeah. I remember you remember Chip Beck?
Yeah.
So Chip Beck was, you know, at the time, he was like, he was one of the top 10 guys. Chip Beck.
Wasn't a big hitter, though.
Wasn't a big hitter.
No.
And so he was in, you know, he was probably in the top, certainly in the top 25 in the world of golfers, maybe the top 10 at that point. And so he gets to the Masters, and he gets to 15. You know, that hole, the one where, you know, it's got the water right in front of it. And then
all of them.
The next one's a 16th hole.
Sure.
So anyway, it's a short par five. I mean, well, you know, for them, it's a relatively short par five. So most of the guys, unless you hit a bad shot, they go for the green for so to try to get the eagle. So he hits a drive right in the middle of the fairway. They're going, ooh, he's got Peter Alice or whoever it is. Ooh, he got a great shot at the green here, and he chooses to lay up. They're going, ooh, what? He's laying up. Well, it ruined his career. It ruined his career because he laid up, hits a bad shot on the green, ends up making par, but they're going, ooh, and everyone's going, he's a little soft now.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I'm going to tell you what, his career, like, cratered, absolutely cratered because of that one hole. It's amazing.
Feared the water just a little bit, lays up for a short shot for that third shot. Hey, we've got
– not like you taking out that four iron and just wrapping it around your neck and smacking that thing.
Mo, there is nothing left, man, except memories now because I just got sick of all those bad shots and the same crap and get hit where you only hit one club and for every shot it was terrible. Hey, so I got this Tyreek Hill stuff that's everybody's aware of with all the news last night and the Heat lose a play-in game to the Bulls and are starting to look like they might be on the road for a play-in game against Chicago again, which, by the way, I think would be on Wednesday they would play again. Inter-Miami, Messi had a couple of goals. People were going nuts last night for that at home. And, of course, the Marlins also, before coming home, Max Meyer pitched his ass off last night. 6 3 innings. They are off today. And open up a three-game series with the Nationals tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, Bo, there was another story that popped up that is made for radio, of course, because everybody's got an opinion on Tyreek Hill. And, you know, and I see this, and my phone started blowing up. Bo, I don't know what time you started hearing from everybody, but Keita Hill, his wife, and the mother-in-law called the police, got a little concerned with everything, said he was getting a little aggressive. And so they call it. No arrests were made, and the case has been closed. And, of course, I saw some of the comments from Keita Hill, his wife, that she's filing for divorce. We'll see if after she cools off, if she sticks with it.
Yeah.
They're still 50-50. She's back.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's got a lot of time invested in it. But, look, it's hard for me to understand.
I don't get it.
That kind of a relationship. I mean, look, I'm yours and mine weren't the perfect. You know, we kind of a little made
well,
some.
We made
some mistakes ourselves.
Bo, you're being very nice since you were there for my first very dysfunctional marriage. So thank you.
We've made some mistakes ourselves, but not like
I think you were with me a couple of times at 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning where I'd been out all night. Yeah,
we may have been both looking at this driving home going,
oh, this ain't good.
What did we just do here? But
what
anyway.
The hell?
But yeah, but I mean, it's
you can't make
it's not it's look, certainly it's a disruption to their marriage and their relationship.
To the dolphin marriage
too. But then there you go. It's the orbit. You know, it's the whole orbit. It's now the dolphins are. What do we do? Now you got the sharks swimming around, the eagles and all. Ooh, maybe we can get Tyreek on the cheap. And rehabilitate him.
So let me ask you, Bo, before not to interrupt you, is image important to the Dolphins anymore? Or is it just about screw that, we got to win,
we'll
put up with a lot of crap?
I would have said yes. Maybe not a strong yes, but – You know what kind of set told me that this is not that they're kind of doesn't matter when in the I guess was it the league meet when Mike said hey you know and then they said hey you know would you be opposed to the team voting Tyreek as a captain after walking off the field and quitting on your team? Oh yeah, I think that'd be a great. Once I heard that, I'm like, oh okay, that I guess it's. You know, you're forgiven for whatever you do. You know, you're forgiven. Because to me, you know, this is off the field stuff. On the field stuff, one of the worst things you could do is walk out on your team.
That is the worst
in a game.
Yeah.
That to me is as egregious of a thing. It's like looking at you in the locker room, going, you know what? I don't give a crap about you, and you. I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Yeah, you played at the end of the game.
And then you want that team to To make him a cat, so that kind of where I lost the discipline side of
it. Well, somewhere between Stephen Ross, Tom Garfinkel, I'm guessing we'll know and probably have some say so in this. The general manager Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I'm guessing I know how Mike feels about this. Mike's going to support him and like, hey, if he's with me,
there's two guys that this is hinging on. It's Chris Greer. It's Mike McDaniel. Both of them are under the gun this season. I mean, this is, you know, they've got.
Well, if that's the case, then you want to keep them.
There you go. So what
he said that.
So
this
that's that.
Too.
You got you got the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other side. You know, and if your job's on the line, you know that devil's looking pretty good. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen, but
this is a crazy.
They've got
man.
A dilemma. And
2 weeks before the draft.
That's right. Couldn't come any at a worse time.
2 weeks.
Two weeks before the draft.
And Bo, we've clarified exactly what this team needs, and they can't even come out and go, "You guys are wrong." Like it's clear cut. You can look at what they've signed and what they have on the team.
Yeah.
And you know they need a cornerback, and you know they need a defensive tackle or two, and you know they need some offensive line help.
They need safety.
Probably more than one, and a safety.
Yep.
A starting safety, not a backup safety.
It's never been more clear going into a draft the specifically what this team needs, right?
100%.
You know, you've already been argument. I mean, and you can argue between those, but it's those positions. You're not arguing about a running back.
No.
You're not arguing about, an outside linebacker. You're not, if the argument is which safety we're going to get, which corner we're going to get,
right.
Which defensive lineman we're going to get, which offensive lineman we're going to get. You can leave everything else off the board, right?
Yes.
You would think.
Well, you get rid of Tyreek Hill, you got another hole.
There you go. Yep.
And a big drop-off. Nothing against any of the other guys, but a big drop-off. If you let Tyreek Hill, who, 2 years ago, Bo, a year ago at this time, before last season started, a year ago, we were talking about Tyreek Hill's the best player in football.
Well, you're coming off
the best player.
He's coming off a season where he was on track late in the season
to go for
2,000 yards.
Crazy.
I mean, and it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. The plays he made, and I remember talking about how
tough. When he got rolled up, would he get rolled up on and slowed him down?
I think so.
Guy went outside, the guy got horse collared
and
him
from
behind.
Got, but that was it was a phenomenal year. And so, he comes in and voted by the players, he comes in last year as the number one player in the league.
It's crazy.
Far and away, right? And now
he might not make top 100 last year.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyway, this whole thing, and 305, we got a lot of people, 305-567-0560. One of our favorite wide receivers has texted us, and he wasn't like that.
No.
O.J. McDuffie.
Yep. He
all business, all tough, every day.
Yep.
Yeah, this thing is, I don't know, somebody said, are we making too big a deal of it? I go, no. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
It's not. We're not talking about any of the other guys
team. If it was some, if it was.
It's always the same
guy. If it was your fourth or fifth receiver that on your team or some guy that, it's bye-bye.
Rid of him.
Yeah, we don't need this, and that's the dilemma. You got.
By the way, you got a guy at the end of the year going, I'm out of here. Get me out of here. And they're going, we'll do that for you.
Yeah. Be happy to.
Instead of, hey, we heard what you said after the game. Do you want to be here with us? Or
just go
or not?
Cool off a little bit and we'll revisit this. Yeah.
We love you here, man. We gave that extension and a lot of money. We owe you a couple years left on it. You just tell us you want to be here. I don't know, man. I don't mean you can't do tough love with them.
Well, look.
This is a lot. Can you hear Chris Greer? Am I going, this is it?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the bully. If you cross that line, and you not cross this line, you cross this line.
Then you're in the corner.
Then you go, But and just the timing and look, even if you don't do anything and you bring him back and your draft's over and you're all done, you think they still feel confident that nothing else is going to spring up?
After minicamp, you still got a month and a half off to worry about him. Like, can you stay out of trouble? Like, they huddle up after that last minicamp because you and I are out there and you hear the coach going, hey, guys, make good decisions. Be smart.
Yeah.
Keep yourself out of situations where you can get in trouble. It's a different world in social media. Be smart. We'll see you in July.
So let me So what team right now is the most vulnerable from that time until you come back to training camp, and maybe even through training camp or whatever? I don't know. If you're in the Las Vegas Raiders, right? I mean, you put some of these knuckleheads in Las Vegas with a ton of money in their pocket and cars that go.
I'm surprised they haven't had more than just their wide receiver going 150 miles an hour.
They've
killing
had a couple
somebody.
Other guys, doing stuff, but
that'd be a a tough market. Speaking of that, when we come back, I want to talk about some more stuff with Omar said something, and I think it's the biggest cop-out. He believes it because we've had coaches say it, in fairness to Omar, about it's really hard for players to come down here because of temptation and distractions outside of football. We'll talk about that when we come back here in just a second. First, though, besides Tyreek Hill, man, well, we wouldn't be talking with Tyreek Hill about this Atlantic Men's Clinic. He didn't have that problem. ED and low T, well, I'll tell you what, when you get it, it sucks, folks. It's terrible. I had everything, man. If there's ED, low T, and something else, I had it all. It was, and by the way, Atlantic Men's Clinic, first guys to tell me, hey, it's normal, because every guy gets ED and low T. It happens to every man out there. Starting as early as your late 30s into your early 40s, they've got men going to Atlantic Men's Clinic to get treatments and to get rid of it because they want to get more out of life, more energy, feel better, sleep better. If you're in a fog and even somewhat depressed sometimes, it's all low T, man. A lot of it has to do with low T, and usually ED's following low T around, and your sex drive is gone. And that's also, that's a rough one, man. I didn't do well with that one, and I had it for a while, and I got to tell you, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you so much because it really did make a huge difference for me. I saw results quickly. It's been more than a year that I've been on the program. I got the T, the PSA test. You get all that stuff done. You meet with their professionals. They got six locations in South Florida. I went to the Plantation location there, and it's packed with men. And I go, and man, it works. Guys feel better. Just great, great way on a Thursday or Friday to go in there and get a treatment. And really turn things around and just feel a lot better. 877-455-7300. If you're going through it, set up that first appointment. Hear what Atlantic Men's Clinic has to say. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, who have been watching a lot on NFL Network as they get set with the draft here. 2 weeks from today is the first round of the National Football League draft. Boy, that was fast. And, of course, the Dolphins with the 13th overall pick. And let me see, they've got something else going on, Bo. Kim Bocamper's with us this morning.
Yeah, I think they got a draft party or something going on.
Got a draft party, but before that, the Tyreek Hill thing that's going on again.
Oh, that popped up.
Never seen anything like it. It can't possibly. And, you know, I played around with trouble, and you played around with trouble, and we had a lot of guys that had a lot of fun. I want to get into the Omar thing. So I just can't for life of me understand how Tyreek Hill can't stay out of the news. For bad stuff. It's incredible. So Omar, we got in this thing, and Omar said he's, you know, talked to a lot of people over there, and it's just really hard to find guys because of distractions, gorgeous women, all the clubs open, and guys with money. And I said, listen, man, I would put South Beach, I would put our Fort Lauderdale in the 80s up against South Beach today.
Yeah.
The clubs are open all night.
Yeah.
Cocaine and all the drugs that keep you up till 9 or 10 in the morning was there.
They had the,
not saying I did it, but other guys did.
They had the after-hours clubs that were open till like 6 o'clock in the morning. You could go as long as you want.
You can go as you want. You could go literally till practice started.
Exactly. And
we won games.
Yeah. It's, well, you know.
Playoff games.
Yeah. And, you know, so we'd come back after, you know, a little bit of a late night, maybe early morning, and we'd go to practice. And
it's true.
And everyone would practice. You may not be feeling good. And you may be trying to you know, those are stories where, you know, someone comes in the huddle and you smell some bourbon smell or something.
Yeah. Scotch. You know, yeah. Scotch was popular with a lot of guys.
But I think it was, you know, I guess I'm saying you took it to a point, but you didn't take it to a point where you couldn't produce. You know, and look,
I don't think it affects these. Do you think it affects these guys?
I don't think it does.
I don't either.
Well,
that they're saying that's one of the problems. And I said this strip club thing. By the way, you brought up the strip clubs. We had great strip clubs back then. Solid Gold, Pure Platinum. Yeah. I can't remember some of the other ones.
Yeah, but you know, the I don't know. It's a whole different thing. Like you have kids, and they're friends that are in the marrying age now. You know, 28s to 30, 31s, and. You know, they come down here and go to, you know, they'll go like bachelor parties or just, you know, night before the wedding. They all go down to like 11, you know, that club where it's, I guess it's half a club and half a strip joint, whatever. Yeah. And they stay out till 4, 5, 6 in the morning. So, but it's available there. But I would still like to believe that these players in all sports, professional sports, have a little bit more, you can take it to the. You can take it a little bit, but make sure.
Most of these guys are mature.
I don't think they do.
Let's talk. We got Teron coming on. Teron's.
Yeah. There you go. It's a good example. No.
The funny part of that argument is the other teams find a way to win, right? The other teams in town. The Heat have won. The Panthers have won.
He was just talking about. Oh yeah, the other teams.
But like, I mean, come on, man. Yeah. This whole like this place is tough.
No,
come on.
The South Beach thing is a cop out. If we ever start using that, we got a problem.
Yeah, but you can easily say New York. What can't you do in New York?
Exactly.
Las Vegas.
What about Las Vegas? Right.
Well, I think a lot of the major cities have the same stuff. What major cities don't have these things?
Everybody does. Everybody does.
You can play in Green Bay if you want. I guess.
Well, yeah, Green Bay. That's
Leroy said. Cleveland, we brought up Cleveland the other day, and he's we went bowling.
Yeah, we played 10 pin.
They did a lot of that in Buffalo, too. The bowling thing popped up. Speaking of
Green Bay, I don't know how they're going to hold a draft there at Green Bay. They got no place to stay. They got no, what are they going to bring in?
Watch the numbers.
Yeah, no, I guarantee you. They can't even be like Jacksonville, where they bring in cruise ships for people to
stay on during the Super Bowl. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't prepared.
Maybe they just
bring some cruise ships.
Maybe they bring
in
a bunch of semis in and sleep in the back of the semi trailer.
That is,
but I don't know. I don't agree with Omar. It's you know, because
to blame Fort Lauderdale or Coconut. We had the Grove back then too. I don't know if the Grove even Does Grove have clubs anymore? I don't. I'm out of touch.
Yeah.
I'm in Davie early to bed these days, which is probably good. But, yeah, I wanted to bring that up. No excuses, man. I just don't want to hear excuses. Well, we got a guy and he hadn't been mature. I think most of those guys that were around, Alec Engel.
Yeah.
Mature. Worry about Alec Engel?
No.
I leave Alec Engel with my wife for a week.
So let me ask you this. Raheem Morris.
Mature.
You look at a lot of those guys. You know, to me, as long as Tyreek has been in the league, he's a little. I think he's outgrown that. You know, he should have outgrown that part of his life. Should be stabilizing a little bit more. You know, early on you're out there, and then you meet someone, you get married, and all of a sudden you kind of stabilize a little bit. And I think the Dolphins have far more of those guys.
I think guys are
on
more
their team
into their money. We were back there. You were with me. We're in the back of the bus, and some of the young guys on the practice squad were talking
us
about their money.
Right.
And, hey, what did you guys – they were asking us all these questions. Yeah, man, as soon as I get on the active roster, you know, my money's going to go up. And these guys really –
and they were talking about protecting their money and doing this
money.
And that. And
three or four of them, they want to know who we were and what, you know, we were doing as old guys in the back there.
So it's you know what? It's funny you say that because when they drafted Wilkins.
Christian.
When we drafted Christian Wilkins, one of the things I first remembered about
him – he's all about business –
was he was the first guy in the NFL that I heard talk about generational money. And you know, I don't know if you remember, when he first came here, he lived in an apartment. He didn't use the air conditioning. He kept the lights off. He didn't spend any money. He didn't want to spend any money. He just wanted to save all his money and because he wanted to make enough money. I mean, he's a first-round draft pick. He made tons of money. Right off the bat, he wanted to make sure that not only was he and his family covered, but he wanted his kids' family to be covered and their family to be covered. He was talking about creating enough wealth where, you know, and there's
a different deal.
And now I've heard that scenario from a number of players now with the money that they're involved in.
We're going to take a break here. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, going to join us. He's been covering the draft stuff, path to the draft here, coming up on NFL Network. And he'll be with us in just a couple of minutes. We'll get into some of the positions the Dolphins are looking at, as well as what's going on with Tyreek Hill. We'll have that next.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
2 weeks from the first round of the National Football League draft, man, this thing has become a monster. Unbelievable. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, joins us this morning. Mark, how you doing, man?
Oh, outstanding, Joe. How about yourself?
We're doing okay. We're a couple weeks out, and we've been talking a lot about all the needs of the Dolphins and stuff, and then we get a little surprise on top of everything else, little Tyreek Hill news. Hey, Mark, how much does an organization take before I want out? You know, the issue with the big girl that he had a little run-in with to all this stuff before – you finally go, let's trade them, or do they stick with them? They got a lot of needs on this team. What do? You've been in a front office.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, you just don't want a constant distraction all the time. And he's the gift that keeps on giving with stuff he does. And, you know, of course we know he can still play, but, yeah, you really have to weigh the factor of everybody else is looking at him and seeing how he gets treated and the things he does. And, you know, that's not good for, you know, the, I think, overused word of culture, but you want everybody to be on the same page and have the same attitude and be putting in the same effort to say, you know what, I'm about winning games and getting myself better and not a bunch of nonsense all the time. And it just seems as if this is the next incident, and when's the next one going to come? You just know it's not going to end with him. So, yeah, there's really discussions you really have to make, GM, head coach, ownership, to say, all right, let's think about the team now.
And a follow-up to that, and does he have trade value out there? Because we keep reading stuff. This team would be interested, and that team's looking for a number one speed receiver on the outside. What would the value be with a guy that's got guaranteed, a lot of it, guaranteed money this year and next year?
Yeah, not much, because of course, Tyreek Hill had issues coming out of college. You know, that was part of the reason why he got drafted where he got drafted. And, you know, it hasn't stopped. So if you're another team and you're looking at what's going on with him as well and saying, why would I want to bring that into my building? Why would I want to take that money on and pay this guy to do those same things? And, you know, if it was strictly football, of course, but you're not. You're looking at everything else. So, no, I don't think his trade value would be that high.
Yeah, that being said, it you know, he, we were talking, Joe and I were talking, he came in last year, voted by the players as the number one player in the league, kind of, you know, kind of bottom fell out of that during the course of the season. But, you know, there's got to be some guys, some of those sharks swimming around that say, hey, we can, you know, and look, the from a track record, you would say this guy can't be rehabilitated, but there's always that guy out there that thinks I'm the guy that can do it, right?
Well, you only need one. You know, that's the beauty of the NFL, whether it's the draft or trade or free agency. You just need one team. But as far as, you know, a competitive situation where the Dolphins can kind of bid with a bunch of teams and say, we'll get the highest value for Tariq, it really would be that sort of situation. We just got to find that one team that's going to take Tyreek on.
Hey, Mark, so let's get into the needs of the Dolphins. Help me out a little bit. You guys have been doing this every evening. For a while, the great stuff on NFL Network, by the way. Dolphins looking to fix this offensive line, a guard, maybe a tackle guard, a defensive tackle, a cornerback, and even a safety, a frontline safety. It's a lot of needs. Are those positions, which of those are the strongest where the Dolphins should be able to find some quality players in the first few rounds?
Yeah, you really nailed it all. That's a lot of positions, and I think it's not just somewhat need guys there. They need a lot of impact players at all those positions and maybe even some more. You know, this year I think corners, a strong position. O-line, I think you can get some good depth there. But overall, the draft, I don't think there's many high-quality impact players. It's a lot of, you know, after three players, from 4 to 34, you know, pretty much a lot of the same type of players, a lot of question marks, and not a lot when I view this class of surefire, yep, this guy's certainly going to be a high-quality starter. You know, there's a lot of well-maybes and possiblys and developmental-type players.
You know, it's funny in the draft how, and I've been saying this for a while, that, you know, these teams that don't have a quarterback, they're starved for a quarterback. And so that creates, you know, drafting a guy early that probably is maybe should it be a two-round later kind of a draft. You know, that's going to happen again this year. And to me, the guy, obviously, that's the, you know, who it's going to be Cam to start out with. Where does Shadur wander around in that first round? Obviously, he's going to be there. But which is going to team? Because to me, I think, you know, for a first-round pick, He may be one of the, I don't know, maybe one of the lesser of, like, over the last number of years where there have been five. I think there were six last year in the first round, right?
It was six.
Six yeah. last year.
Yep.
It's really only those two. And so Shadur is kind of that barometer. Where is he gonna land?
Yeah, that's what you really have to look at, you know, musical chairs of teams that have quarterbacks and who needs them. And, you know, outside of, you know, the Titans need one, they'll take Cam, but Cleveland needs a quarterback, but it seems if they won't take him, the Giants certainly need a quarterback, even after signing Russ and Jameis, but there's questions if they'll take him. And then there's a bunch of teams that don't need quarterbacks. Yeah. You know, Pittsburgh would really be the next landing spot of a team that you look in the first round that needs a quarterback. And, you know, then if they don't take him, it'll be a long slide for Shadur. So it'll be super interesting come Thursday night what happens with him. And, you know, you mentioned Shadur, but Jackson Dart is gaining a lot of steam, a lot of momentum throughout the whole draft process. So don't be surprised if he is taken in the first round and he is taken before Shadur.
Mark, the closest thing to a can't miss from just watching all the coverage and workouts, for me, Travis Hunter coming in and out of his breaks, whether he's playing cornerback or wide receiver, he just looks like, short of getting injured, that guy's going to be really friggin' good. Do you feel that way about Travis Hunter?
Yeah, he's just a phenomenal athlete, obviously, for what he's done. And, you know, he did something in college that no one ever did before, just playing – so extensively on both sides of the ball. We've seen the Champ Baileys and Charles Woodsons to do it sporadically, but for him, it, you know, just the stamina portion of what he did is incredible. You know, I don't think he'll be able to do that in the NFL just because teams will attack him more and say, we're just going to wear the guy out. You know, if he does try to play both sides of the ball, and if he does it, you know, more power to him. But yeah, that's the thing that really jumps off about Travis Punter is his unique movement, his unique quickness, twitch, explosiveness. His ball skills are incredible, whether it's at a receiver or a DB. So yes, he definitely is a unique athlete in the history of football.
Where do you like him more? I hear guys split like on this. Wide receiver as a main position or a corner?
Hey, Joe, I'm trying to win games. I'm trying to score points. I'm trying to get the ball in the hands of my best players as many times as possible, and that's at receiver. You know, at corner, you could really disappear, and you not even notice a guy for a game. But, you know, at receiver, a guy can make one play to absolutely break the game open, and you can keep designing ways to get someone a ball at receiver. So I would play him at receiver to utilize, skill set of, at one time, this guy can change a game for us.
You know, I've been watching, and it's really interesting seeing a guy like this. Excuse me. This is like a Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson,
yeah,
kind of a deal. And when you listen to the offensive guys, oh, it's a wide receiver. When you listen to the defensive guys, oh, he needs to play cornerback.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it depends
on what your preference is, right?
Yeah, definitely in all the draft meetings here, you got the D coordinator and the DB coach wanting them, and then you got the offensive coordinator and the receiver coach saying, no, we want them over here.
Hey, Mark, we get set and pro days and combines, and you guys have been covering all this stuff and everything. Some of the guys went to Senior Bowl. How much of this just comes back to watching film and falling in love with guys, or is it everything? Is it background checks? Because – we see a lot of guys miss on a lot of high picks.
Yeah, it really does have to go to the tape. And, of course, it's easy for us to talk about the workouts and the pro days and combine because we have to promote that and people want to watch that and hear about it. But, you know, the best drafting teams, if you look, they draft good players. You know, they don't draft projections. They don't draft workout players. You know, the Ravens just draft good players. So, you know, that's what you really have to get down back to. And there is no correlation between running good 40s and being a good football player. There still isn't. We go through it every year. We talk about it every year. We hype guys up because of that, but there still is no correlation. There's no correlation between a quarterback throwing wonderfully at a pro day and being a good NFL quarterback, but we talk about it every year because we have to hype it up and, you know, it's media. But you got to go back to really good football players in the NFL were good football players in college.
Mark, I hit you with this one because all the general managers are going to be talking here before the draft. I know Chris is next Tuesday, Chris Greer. And we know the positions, and you just said them as well as I did, and guard and tackle. The whole fan base, everybody knows what they need. But, you know, Chris is going to be asked about take the best player, or do you go for need, or that question that's always asked. Well, I'll tell you what, he can say best player, but he got to hit one of those three or four positions right off the bat, right, with a guy that can come in and play right away.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that probably is a question I get asked the most about the need versus the best player. Look, you have draft meetings for a month. You do all the work, and you just don't line your board up and just take the best player available. You talk about what you need in every single draft meeting that you have. So if any team comes up there and says that, they're just not being honest. You absolutely talk about what you need on your team and how you can get better and how we can address those needs that you have. Now, what you need to do is take the best value of the needs that you have. You know, so that is really what it comes down to, matching what you need with where you have players ranked and the value of those players, and not overdraft players because of needs. So, you know, we'll see draft night. Every team will get up there and say, yep, he was our best player on our board. he certainly was, but it was because of 3 months of draft prep of getting him in that spot to take him.
You know, I'm kind of a line of scrimmage guy. You know, I've always been a line of scrimmage guy. And particularly this year for the Dolphins, I think offensive line has certainly come to a forefront. And so, and this would be a great, because this is a very deep offensive line draft. with some really some, and I've seen a number of the top guys kind of shuffling back and forth in all the different mock drafts. So it's a pretty good opportunity to get that you can get somebody that's gonna affect your team with the depth in that position, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. But you just got to hit on players, and that's the main thing. You got to hit on them. Now, the Eagles, their success, the winning the Super Bowl, they hit on their high-end players for the past 4 years. And, you know, for Miami, you know, you're here with the offensive line. They've tried. You know, they took Austin Jackson in the first round. They took Eichenberg in the second round. Yeah. They took Patrick Paul last year in the second round. So it's not as if they completely have ignored the offensive line. They've tried to take high picks at the offensive line. It's just, are those players good enough for them to succeed and be successful? You know, when you invest that much in an offensive line, you should be really, really good at that position. And here we are again talking about the Dolphins have to get better.
Yeah. Hey, so just to follow up, we seem to hear a lot more about he's a tackle, but we think he can be a guard in the NFL. Are we hearing more of that tackle guard thing? Is that kind of a big thing, knowing the guy can move inside if you need him to?
Yeah, that's usually when you're talking about a tackle moving a guard, that means there's some questions about his ability to play tackle, the movement, the feet, the athletic ability. That's why you hear that. If there's a surefire tackle, you don't ever hear them being talked about as, we got to move him to guard. You know, it's more of those players with question marks of playing tackle. Now, if you have a backup, that's where you really like the versatility to be able to go back and forth between positions. But when you have a surefire left tackle or surefire right tackle, you're never talking about moving them to guard because you know how well they can play on the edges.
Yeah. Mark, thank you, man. I really appreciate you spending some time. It was a great teaser today. Oh. 2 weeks away, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, always nice enough to come on and join us. Hey, before we get to, we're expecting Teron Armstead to join us. Just retired, 5-time Pro Bowler, expected to join Bo and I in just a few minutes here, and we'll talk to him. But I want to let you know, also, Marlins are off today, got a nice win, got a great pitching performance from Max Meyer yesterday to beat the Mets, coming home 6-6. And tomorrow night, man, opens up a Nationals for 3 games, and then Arizona will be in for a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday game, so 6 games at home. You can catch Burger and a Beer Friday. That's a game ticket, Smash Burger, and 1 craft beer. Just go to marlins.com/offers. They got Venezuelan Heritage Night April 12th, and Sunday is a good one for the kids, man. Scooby-Doo Party, exclusive Marlins Scooby-Doo jersey, along with everything else. They got the kids' bucket hat giveaways as well. Just go to marlins.com/giveaways. We'll be telling you more about all the giveaways. Great year. Marketing department's done a great job with the Marlins to make sure your kids enjoy it, and the product is getting better.